礼节美语。
Barry 召集公司同事开会，有个坏消息要宣布。
Well, folks, I'm afraid I have some bad news. Our lawyers told me this morning that we are being sued.
Sued? Who's suing us?
And on what grounds?
An Australian man named John Smith alleged that his microwave exploded while he was using it last year. Mr. Smith suffered injuries, and he wants compensation.
How much compensation does he want?
His lawyers are asking for $2 million.
$2 million? That's insane.
Barry 说公司被告了。
We are being sued. Sued is spelled S-U-E-D. Sued.
是控告、起诉的意思。Susan 问，起诉的罪名是什么？
On what grounds?
Grounds 在这里是理由、根据的意思。Barry 说，原告是一个澳大利亚人，被微波炉炸伤，索赔$2,000,000。Susan 觉得
That's insane.
这简直是疯了。
This is how the game is played. They ask for millions, but it's usually a negotiating tactic.
Yeah, Chris is probably right. The figure of $2 million is a place to begin bargaining from. They are probably hoping to settle the case quickly.
But Barry, we don't manufacture microwave ovens. How in the world are we responsible for an accident like this?
We might not manufacture microwaves, but our company does make a heat-sensing component that is part of many microwaves.Maybe Chris can shed some light on this. Chris?
Chris 说，对方要价$2,000,000只是一种谈判的策略。
A negotiating tactic.
Barry 也觉得对方希望
settle the case quickly.
尽快了结案子。可是公司不生产微波炉，为什么又要为微波炉爆炸赔钱呢？ Barry 请 Chris 给大家解释一下。
Shed some light on this.
Chris 说，
If I'm not mistaken, you're referring to our company's sensor chips. They're small chips that help control how heat is regulated.
So our chip made the microwave blow up?
Not exactly. The chip might have malfunctioned, but I doubt it. We test those products very rigorously, and our quality control is strong. I don't think we are responsible for the explosion.
I don't believe the sensor could cause an explosion. We're innocent. This lawsuit is totally without merit.
原来他们公司生产的 sensor chip 感应芯片是微波炉的感热部件。不过 Chris 说，公司的质检十分严格，所以芯片应该和微波炉爆炸无关。这么说
This lawsuit is totally without merit.
这桩诉讼案完全就是无理取闹。那么公司要如何应对这桩官司呢？我们下次继续听。